This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call Town Hall on 106.5 The End.
Our next guest, we have Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn with us this morning on the Wake Up Call Town Hall. Good morning, Mr. Hahn.
Good morning.
So obviously, the Sacramento police, there's, you know, a lot of stuff that's been going on, especially, we've been hearing stories all over the country of police officers that have been infected. What can you tell us on the precautions your team is taking to ensure that your officers are safe? And have you had any issues with anybody contracting this virus yet?
Well, that's one of our biggest concerns. And in addition, you know, there's been people talking about, the restaurants and the stores are essential workers to make sure that we all get food. But obviously our officers are essential workers that have to be out in the community to help people. And, you know, crime is still going on and people still need help. But not just the police officers. We have dispatchers, records clerks, people that are cleaning the stations and desanitizing things. So we have a lot of people that still have to come to work just to be able to have the department function. And so we're doing multiple times a day, wiping down doorknobs, tables, the squad cars, to sending people home if they are not feeling well, to trying to get people checked if they're not feeling well. So there's a lot going on, and it's a lot more than just police officers, because there's a lot behind the scenes that people don't see in the police department that are essential to making the police department run.
Now, you know, this isn't something I ever considered. You mentioned crime. Have you noticed crime going down by any chance?
Well, it's still a little early because it takes a couple of days for all the crime reports to trickle in. But I think probably some crime has probably gone down slightly. Our calls have definitely gone down. The self-initiated activity from the officers has gone down as we want it to, because we want to have our officers only do self-initiated activity that is, safety issues, you know, if somebody's speeding down the street and things like that. But we'll see. I think crime probably in some categories has gone down a little bit, and calls have definitely gone down.
Chief Hahn, I got to ask a question, and this is a question, trust me, I thought I would never ask because it is kind of an authoritarian question, but there are people not taking this seriously, and there are people that are still, you know, just hanging out in groups closer than they should be, leaving their house and whatnot.
I'd like to publicly shame my father for going RV shopping last week.
And the RV shop for being open. But Chief Hahn, I got to ask.
Well, maybe he was the only one there walking around with some RVs.
So he broke in?
Chief Hahn, I got to ask, are we close to being able to be stricter with these, what we are calling COVIDiots? Because they not taking it seriously puts everyone else at risk. So is it possible for, like, can we call the police if we see a bunch of teenagers hanging out at a playground or something like that? Like, can we do anything about that?
Well, not only can you, people have already been calling about those sort of things. So we've seen, you know, at times maybe a restaurant or two early on that were still open, some churches, some religious institutions that were still open. And right now, not only SAC-PD, but throughout the whole county, all the other law enforcement agencies are taking an educational approach where we respond and we tell people about the rules. And for the most part, we've gotten a lot of good cooperation. So is it possible that sometime in the future it goes farther than that? Yeah, obviously that's possible. The health officer's order allows for that. But if we ever switch to that, we will definitely let people know beforehand. But right now, so far, we've gotten pretty good cooperation anytime we've actually contacted somebody about that.
We're talking to Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn. If you would like to call up with a question, you can call right now, 766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389 and let us know if you have any questions. In regards to your staff, are you operating at max capacity? Have you reduced your staff that's out on the streets patrolling? Has there been any change with anything like that so far?
And are there essential personnel that are able to work from home?
Yes, we have a couple hundred, if not almost 300 people working from home.
Oh, that's great.
They're essential still, but they're able for different reasons to be able to work from home, including some officers that are detectives. So they're able to do their investigations mainly from home, although sometimes they have to come in. But in terms of staffing, no, our staffing right now is doing okay. Our biggest worry is that something occurs in staffing where a significant number of people get sick, and we have some contingency plans for that. But that's the biggest worry, why we're taking so many precautions to keep our officers, dispatchers, records clerks, people like that healthy. And so we've canceled all ride-alongs. We've closed all our public counters. So we've tried to limit the interaction with multiple people as much as we can. But obviously, as a police officer, you get dispatched to a call. But the officers now, if they can, ask somebody to come outside their house instead of going into an enclosed environment. They're doing that, but obviously at times that's not possible. And obviously if somebody's getting arrested, you know, you have to get pretty close to that person. So there are times where there's no way of avoiding that, although we've equipped all of our staff with masks and goggles and gloves and wipes. And obviously we cleaned down everything, but we've canceled training. We've done a lot of things to ensure that our primary focus of patrol is able to be sustained.
We have a question through our text message at 73389. What are the rules for alcohol to go beverages? And what about open container laws if pulled over?
That was me texting that.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but the open container laws in your car and things like that and outside have not changed, nor do I anticipate they change. I have heard, I'd be lying if I told you I knew all the rules specifically about any changes of takeout alcohol. I'm not real familiar. I know there was some changes with that, but I can tell you for sure that the open container laws have not changed. So, no, I'm sorry to tell you, since you text that in,
you cannot
drive down the
Chief.
Street with a bottle of beer in your hand or something like that.
This is Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn. Before we let you go, Chief Hahn, what's some advice that you would give the people of Sacramento, the people of Northern California, of what they can do during this time?
Well, I know for me personally, it gets pretty depressing looking at all the negative stuff on the news every day about this. And it's all, you know, I assume it's all true, but still, it's pretty daunting when every day you're bombarded with this. But I can tell you, there's a lot of good things going on in our community. There's a lot of people that are showing their heart of Sacramento and helping people out. And so, you know, I think we as Sacramentans will get through this, and we need to heed the medical professionals' warnings. And the more we do that, the quicker we'll get through this and get back to a normal way of life. The less we do it, the longer it will take. And so I have faith in our community. The police department will be here the whole time. Our folks are hanging strong, coming to work every day with the same worries that our entire community has, but yet they show up and serve this community. So I just have faith that this community will get through this, but we have to heed the medical professionals' warnings and their advice and do what they say.
Sacramento Police Chief Daniel Hahn. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you being on the show with us this morning.
And stay safe out there.
You too, and no alcohol in your car.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.